The neighborhood surrounding Juno Douglas High School, Yadaakafle, in downtown Juno is packed. Cars line the streets, buses fill the roads, and students shuffle down the sidewalks. Juniors Jimena Ramirez and Aurora Cole are headed to their first classes. Ramirez says she's got a lot of emotions running through her head right now.
I think it's chill. I'm excited for it. I'm just like nervous. Like I think everybody's nervous to like just be with everybody, find parking and stuff like that.
This school year is the first time in 16 years that all high school students in Juno are under one roof, instead of splitting between Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain High School in the Mendenhall Valley. That's because the building is now Thunder Mountain Middle School. This past winter, the school board voted to consolidate Juno's high school and middle schools, among other cost-cutting measures, in order to fix a multi-million dollar budget crisis. Ramirez went to Juno Douglas last year, but this is Cole's first year here from Thunder Mountain. She says it's nice to have some friends like Ramirez to help guide her through the new building, but she's still nervous.
Kind of exciting just because of all the people, but it's also scary because you just know nothing.
And it's not just students who are on edge.
It's just a lot of unknown, I guess. I think we're trying to go into it optimistically, but it's a big, big, big shift for us.
That's Brooke Roeder, a parent of a junior starting his first year at Juno Douglas after spending his first 2 years at Thunder Mountain, which is closer to their home. Roeder says she might be a little more nervous than her kid.
He's been positive, you know, the whole time, as well as all of his friends that I've talked to. They're just going into it more positively, I think, than I feel right now. I'm just nervous mostly.
Juno School Board member Brittany Choney Haywood was at the high school Thursday morning to check in on how things were going. She says she's heard a few concerns like the lack of parking downtown, a few late buses, and scheduling issues for some students. But overall, things are going better than she had hoped.
At this point anyway, from the little that I've seen, feels like it's going fairly smoothly. I believe that there probably will be some rough spots as we kind of try and get those smoothed out. Patience and grace.
Across town at the newly combined middle school campus at Thunder Mountain, the parking lot was a lot less empty than in years before. As parents line the drop-off lane to say goodbye to their kids, 7th grade student Sienna Call stands in front of a sign outside of the school so that her dad, Neil Call, can take her photo.
I'm feeling pretty confident because I have some friends that I'm excited to see them here.
One downside for Sienna and her dad is that they live right next to the former Floyd Dryden Middle School, which she says she would have attended had it not closed down this year under the consolidation plan. But Neil says they're staying positive.
When they close that, it's kind of a bummer, but it's a really nice facility here, so the middle schoolers are going to have a good learning experience, and that's the main thing.
In an interview earlier this week, Superintendent Frank Hauser said he is confident that consolidating schools is a major milestone for getting the district back on track financially.
I think the district is positioned to be more responsive, but at the same time, being able to provide those opportunities for our students and really expanding out, and not having to reduce more because of those costs. The consolidation really made it possible to put us on firm financial footing.
But with state funding for education in unknown territory heading into the next legislative session, Hauser warns there still could be more bumps to come on the road ahead. In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.